You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table. Business thought leader and influencer Michael Koenigs amplifies good ideas, creates markets, and has built and sold 4 companies to date. On this short but smart episode, Mike shares his high-level networking hack that will work even if you're just starting out.
Hey, this is Roland Fraser with Business Lunch, and I'm here today with Mike Koenigs. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Roland. Nice to be here.
You have a really good thing that you talk about. You're a very well-connected person, so I'll ask you a couple of questions around this. One is going to be the money phone thing. That's the really cool thing, because it's something that I've done without any name to it, that when I watched you talk about it on Allison Maslin's podcast for the first time, I was like, that's really smart to tell people to do that, because there's a whole bunch of money just sitting on your phone. So that's the teaser. But networking, if you didn't have the vast network that you had right now, what do you think would be the best way to start building that? Or if you have a small network, to really kind of take it to the next level?
Okay, so I'll bridge both of these.
Love it.
Okay, so I would start going to as many events as possible. And they need to be events that people are paying to go to. And the more they cost, the higher quality of the audience in general. So right now, I will just tell you, last year I invested $500,000 in my personal growth and education. The most I've ever spent. And some of that was just some deep work I needed to do. Some of it was body, and you know, it was like a full upgrade. And so whatever you can afford to make it uncomfortable is my advice. And while you're there, make sure that there are networking opportunities and be bold and ask for help. So the best way to build a network, going back to Money Phone, and I was just at an event, it's Abundance 360.
That just got sold, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yep. Peter had a really good exit. Yeah, that was good for him. Yeah. He did well.
Yeah.
And so what happened is, while I'm there, there's networking opportunities. You just meet people. I have one strategy. It's just something that I do now. I wear gold shoes. They're memorable, and I'm the only guy usually wearing gold shoes.
Right.
So someone said, hey, those are really cool shoes. Turns out I have them custom made. So it's a nice conversation starter. And so what do you do? Mm-hmm. Right. So if that starts a conversation or whatever it is, but the way Money Phone works is, whenever you meet someone, do you have a business card? No, I don't use business cards, but I have something better. You pull out your phone, you take a selfie with them, you say, what's your number? I'll text you the picture right now with all my contact info.
Right.
And then I'll put a couple key words about who they are and what they do, so I remember. Mm-hmm. And then also a couple things about me. Mm-hmm. And then either while I'm at the event or shortly after, I'll send a quick follow-up. And that can be, first of all, I'll research them. And this has got to be real. But I'll find a couple things that I know I can help them with. And I'll make a short video, it can be 30 seconds or a minute, saying, hi. So if I did it with you, I'd say, hey, Roland, you and I met at event name. And we talked about blah, blah, blah. I spent a few minutes researching you. I visited your website, and I've got a couple ideas that could help you grow your business. Is there a time you'd like to connect? Just respond, and I'll connect you with my assistant, or I'll send you a link to Candidly.
Right.
Boom. Okay, well, imagine you met 10 people at an event. I guarantee you, no one got a message like that from anyone else.
Right.
Okay, so you're the only one, and you actually took the time and researched them, so you say something about the fact that you actually paid attention.
Right.
Speak in their language. It's their most important topic. And then the number of responses. And I will tell you that it's not uncommon for me to walk away from an event and have a conversation that the enrollments are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars now.
Right.
Okay. I have an opportunity that came from an event I was at with a very visible person from another country, who's running for president in their country, who yes. I'm doing a meeting with in a couple of days.
That's great.
All right. And it happened because of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that. I love that as a strategy. You're also a very addicted to gadgets kind of guy, right? And the cool things. What are the cool things now? What's the coolest thing that you've found recently that you think would be cool to share?
All right. One thing that I just got is the Muse 2, mm-hmm. Which is a meditation headband. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a meditator, this will turn you into a meditator in like a couple of minutes, because it gamifies meditation. And all you do is put this thing on. It's got a whole bunch of sensors, and it will read your brain activity. And when you hit the right meditative state, you hear little birds chirping. And the more birds you hear, the more points you get.
Really?
And you accumulate points.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
It takes no time for your brain and body to adjust to it.
Nice.
So that was a really neat gadget that I like, and I'm going to actually have my son use it for doing schoolwork.
I'm going to get one. That sounds really cool.
Yep. The other thing I'm wearing here is the Aura Ring. The Aura Ring has a bunch of little biosensors. It's Bluetooth, charge lasts for 4 or 5 days, and it tells you how well you sleep. Measures your heart rate.
And it's A-U-R-A?
It's O-U-R-A.
O-U-R-A.
O-U-R-A, okay. Yep. And they got a bunch of different, you get a custom size, and they've got different colors.
So how does it help you? It tells you how you sleep. Does it help you sleep better somehow?
Yeah, well, you can actually tell when you're reading. So let's say, for example, here's a good example. It's a proven fact, if you drink alcohol and go to bed, you're not going to sleep very well. You don't get a lot of REM sleep. And if you want to just test yourself, just like go a couple days or a week with no alcohol, see how well you're sleeping, and then do it with and see what happens.
Sure.
The other thing is it monitors your heart rate constantly. So just starting to see the relationship between your exercise patterns, your diet patterns, foods you eat, stress throughout the day.
Nice.
At a glance.
That's cool.
And then on top of that, Apple Watch 4, these two gadgets read everything.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
It's Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
So really you can be out and listening to podcasts and answer your phone on your watch. You don't need a phone any longer.
Even the first one, because I didn't know that it did that. And I was at a hotel. I was at Mr. C's in Beverly Hills, I remember. And my phone was on the desk. And I was on the other side of the room. And my watch rang. And I was like, Dick Tracy. This is absolutely... It was the coolest... It sounds like a silly thing to get excited about.
Modem now.
Yeah, and now it's got that by itself without your phone, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
and they upgraded it now so it has ECG. So you can do a full ECG that'd be the equivalent, close to the equivalent of an 8-sensor body ECG.
Wow.
Right on your wrist. So it's 30 seconds. You just touch the crown and the contact is on your wrist. So it somehow completes the circuit. And this thing gives you really interesting data.
Those are three good ones.
Yeah, good stuff.
Now, you mentioned wine, and I know that you have in the past been a big wine fan. Are you not drinking wine these days?
No, I'll still... I quit drinking completely for a little over half a year just to work on my body. Mm-hmm. And now I still love wine.
Mm-hmm. Favorite recommendation for anybody?
Well, I've been experimenting, so I'm not going to give you a specific brand, but there's a company called Dry Farm Wines. Mm-hmm. Here's what they do. They grab wines from all over the world, and they're lower alcohol, but they're all organic with no preservatives. And one thing that I've learned, and I've really paid attention to this, especially after I did my big detox, if I drink a California red now, California can put preservatives in their wine. There's supposedly like over 60 different preservatives they can add without labeling them. I don't know what the rules are and why, but now I really notice my histamine response.
Isn't it funny?
So there's a little gadget. I can't remember what it's called right now. It's a little thing you buy them on Amazon that doesn't change the flavor of the wine. It's got some sort of little beads that you swirl. It removes the sulfites and the preservatives over a couple of minutes.
Nice.
But you and I have talked about this before. I'm a huge fan of Paso Robles. Mm-hmm. Been going there.
I like your Mexico tip. I was thinking that would be a good thing to share with people.
All right. So we'll go down that path. In Guadalupe Valley, there's 300 wineries. A lot of them are very good, really great vines. The chefs down there, the foods are in there, and it's like 2 hours south.
Now, is there any particular place or two down there that you would recommend people try?
Villa de Valle is a place that's owned by two expats. And my wife and I have gone down there now a couple times. Mm-hmm. They've got a restaurant that's farm to table, incredible high quality, and it's close to Ensenada.
Okay.
So that means you've got seafood like right out of the ocean that day. And again, the farm to table organic produce is phenomenal. And the chefs are amazing. And right now, of course, the peso's trading at about 20-1 against the US dollar.
That's not a bad
so
thing.
The prices are awesome.
Yeah.
But their wines are fabulous too. So they have great blends. So the grapes down there are Tempranillo, and there's some great cabs. Mm-hmm. It's too warm for Pinots. But one interesting thing about Baja wines, they have a distinctive saline quality. They're actually a little bit salty from the ocean air.
Huh.
And it permeates the earth. So love the wines in Guadalupe Valley.
Like it.
And I'm still a sucker for Opus One. I know we've talked about that before, but I've still got a...
That. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I've got an 04 waiting for you, as a matter of fact. All right. That one is ancient and so drippy thick. So we have to allocate a night for that one, for
sure.
All right.
I'll find something equally interesting to bring along.
Yes, sir.
So for folks that want to get to hold of you and learn more about what you're doing, what are all the places that they should look to do that?
All right. So two places. One of them, definitely check out my podcast with the one and only Dan Sullivan, which is Capability Amplifier. Okay. And that's capabilityamplifier.com, or just look for it. And my website, which is just my name, mikekoenigs.com, and it's spelled K-O-E-N-I-G-S.
Good. So many people say that and say things like that and then don't spell it. It's like, but how do I spell that? So that's great. Thank you. So it's K-O-E-N-I-G-S.com. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And
always fun, for sure.
Love it.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you want to hear more from Mike, you can go back and listen to episode 46, where Mike shares how he built, scaled, and exited four companies. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.